Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Brussels, Belgium. China is a major threat to the United States. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman comes to give us the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has been in the Middle East. He is also in the European Union. He went to the last meeting of NATO that he will be able to attend in that position. But at that same meeting, NATO brought to the attention of all the member states that they must consider Chinese military power. It is going to be stronger than everybody's been thinking about, and especially what the German foreign minister had to say.
Well, this is pretty interesting to finally hear a European official, and in this case, the German foreign minister, not just anybody, but the foreign minister of the strongest economy in Europe, to speak out about communist China and China's domination of Asia, the threat that they pose to Europe's allies in Australia, Japan, New Zealand, South Korea. I thought this was pretty significant, and it's something that the U.S. administration has been talking about for a number of years. So the Democrat Party has consistently been weak on China, and they've been weak on China for 25 years. I've been reporting on it for 25 years. The Republicans now, especially with Pompeo and with the Director of National Intelligence, John Ratcliffe, somebody who is very well respected, they have been warning about the China threat, the rise of the Chinese Navy. Ratcliffe gave a recent briefing to Congress, but also to former Vice President Joe Biden, about China's military capabilities. And he warned that, look, China already has more surface warships than the United States. They've been building amphibious landing craft at an alarming rate. They are used to land an amphibious landing group, like the Marines, on foreign shores. And China has long warned that it would invade Taiwan at some point to make them rejoin China. I think that the fact that NATO is finally looking at China is significant, and also this fact that the DNI, John Ratcliffe, has warned the former vice president of the China threat is significant. I doubt Biden's going to listen to it, but I think it's significant nevertheless.
Ken Timmerman reporting on the threat that China is to the United States. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Ken's report should get the attention of the United States and the next presidential administration. China has a desire to be the most powerful nation in the world militarily and economically. Today, Red China is close to fulfilling their goals. Bible prophecy reveals to us that China will achieve those goals with the help of the Antichrist in the near future. Look at Revelation chapter 16 and verse 12, and Revelation chapter 13, verses 15 to 18. God's plan for the future is coming very close to being fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...